From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Cheryl Corley. Both Sarah Palin and Joe Biden were back on the campaign trail today after their debate last night. The two candidates got a chance to meet each other face-to-face for the first time and tried to convince voters their ticket was the best choice for America.
So you're going to have to replace a $12,000 plan with a $5,000 check you've just given to the insurance company. I call that the ultimate bridge to nowhere.
I say it ain't so, Joe. There you'll go again, pointing backwards again, though. You prefaced your whole comment with the Bush administration.
Of course, the candidates for vice president. Joining us from St. Louis to talk about the debate is NPR's own Farai Chidea. Hi, Farai.
Hey, Cheryl.
Well, there was so much expectation about this debate. How do you think these candidates fared?
It was all in the eye of the beholder. If you go online and look at different websites, ones that are more partisan will say, oh, well, yeah, Obama supporters say, yes, Biden won decisively. Palin supporters will say Palin held her own. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people said, I mean, frankly, one of our own blogging contributors, Michael Cobb Bowen, said, prepare for implosion. He's someone who had come on our show and said that he was a McCain voter, but he was really annoyed, to say the least, with Sarah Palin. I don't think there was that implosion last night. I don't think that she acquitted herself so badly that people who support their ticket are wringing their hands, but it wasn't a decision changer for, I think, many voters.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about their demeanor just a little bit. I mean, Governor Palin was folksy, giving a shout-out even to her brother's third grade class, and Senator Biden was talking about his connections to regular folks. What do you think they were trying to get across with those comments?
First of all, Jack and Jill Politics, another one of our blogging contributors, said you cannot give a shout out in a vice presidential debate. So that's going to be an etiquette point from now on, is whether or not you can give shout outs. But there was a lot of effort to seem middle class. You have to remember that simply by being in, you know, national politics, whether you're a governor or a senator, your family's going to be making a lot more than the average American family. But everyone's clinging desperately to the idea of being a politician who's so middle class. And so the battle was really over, not just the facial demeanor, but the class demeanor. You know, mm-hmm. I'm from Scranton. I'm from Wasilla. These are the values we have. These are your values. And so there was a lot of that positioning that went on last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we are in this middle of an economic crisis. Let's hear what Sarah Palin had to say about that.
Let's commit ourselves, just everyday American people, Joe Sixpack, hockey moms across the nation. I think we need to band together and say, never again. Never will we be exploited and taken advantage of again by those who are managing our money and loaning us these dollars.
So did Sarah Palin kind of assure voters that she had a firm grasp on what's happening with the economy?
Again, I think it was an eye of the beholder. A lot of people said before this debate that the bar was set fairly low because of recent interviews that the governor gave that were not so flattering to her grasp of policy or her ability to communicate it. The bar was pretty low. And, you know, although she tended to answer what questions she wanted to when she wanted to and said so much to the moderator, mm-hmm. Gwen Ifill. She was like, I'm going to answer basically what I want to answer. But she did make a point that I think was very distinct between the tax policy that she and Senator McCain favor, which is much like the existing Bush tax policy, versus the Biden-Obama tax policy, which would restructure who gets tax breaks and put it more to the middle class. And that's a very clear distinction for voters. They have to decide what they want. And I do think in that case, her comments were helpful in helping people decide.
We have one last clip we want to get in here real quickly, Farai. Joe Biden attacking John McCain's reputation as a maverick. Let's listen to that.
He's not been a maverick when it comes to education. He has not supported tax cuts and significant changes for people being able to send their kids to college. He's not been a maverick on the war. He's not been a maverick on virtually anything that generally affects the things that people really talk about around their kitchen table.
So how do you think that came across to voters?
I think that people who were listening for debate hot points loved that. It's a classic, you know, you're no Joe Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, kind of a line. Mm-hmm. And So that, I think, also speaks to a clear distinction on, you know, the two tickets, one of whom, the Democratic ticket, wants to have a 16-month timeline for pulling out of Iraq, and another one that doesn't. So I think voters who were listening on the issues actually got some very good information.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you'll be talking much more about these candidates and the presidential candidates as well as their upcoming debates happen. So NPR's Farai Chidea, thank you so much for joining us from St. Louis.
Thanks, Cheryl.